This morning, our devotional comes from Joshua chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean, passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What meant ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Are there any announcements before we go to class? If not, let's go to Sunday school.
Our lesson is the significance of memorial, and since tomorrow is Memorial Day, it's fitting. As I studied this, I'll tell you, I didn't get so much out of this as memorial as I did about faith. But so I'm probably going to bounce back and forth a little bit here. I do want to say that I'm thankful for the typically Memorial Day is in memory of people who have served in the armed services and fought in wars. I suppose that's how it started. And I want to say that I am grateful and thankful for those men and women that have served in the armed forces, and some of them gave their lives. I'm very thankful for that. I don't want to diminish that aspect of Memorial Day at all. But as a Christian, as someone that's been saved by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that is the greatest memorial I believe there is the fact that Jesus gave his life for my sins. And it would not be right for me to not acknowledge that every day, and to only do that once a year as a memorial is not enough. Now, having said that, I'm going to read our lesson text from the Sunday school book, and that's from the 11th chapter of Hebrews, verse 1 through 4. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. And then our lesson key, Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for memorial of her. Now, memorial here being a memory, something that comes to mind that happened in the past as a witness for an event of some person, whether it be the person offering the memorial or the memorial being offered for some person. And it says here that by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. Now, as I thought about that, it seems to me that it wasn't so much the sacrifice that Abel offered as it was Abel's faith in God, Abel's belief in God, that God was able to save him, and that God was had a plan of salvation, because I believe that's what that the Cain and Abel represents there. That Cain offered up the fruit of the field, the works of his hands, something that he grew, that he personally had done. That was Cain's offering, and that wasn't good enough. That was symbolic of works of us trying to be good enough, trying to do good enough to serve God and work our way into heaven. But Abel had faith that God was going to supply a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, and that was the offering that Abel gave, something sacrificed with blood. But it wasn't the work that Abel did, the effort that he put into it, but rather the faith that he had towards God. And that's his memorial, that he had faith towards God. Now, in the first verse it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And that takes a little thought and a little study here to really work out what this verse is saying. It's the substance. Substance being something you can touch, you can hold, you can feel, you can see. Substance is something that's real. This Bible has substance. This podium here, it has substance. Those benches, they all have substance. They're something that's real, that you know. Faith is the substance of things that we can't see, things that we feel in our hearts, things that we know for a fact are true. Faith is the substance, the evidence of those things that aren't physical in nature, but nevertheless, they're every bit as real. That's what faith is, it's saying here, the substance of those things that we hope for. It's evidence of things that are to come, things that we can't see and touch. And it's by that faith, it says, that the elders obtained a good report. That is, because people in the Old Testament had faith, it was granted to them of righteousness. And there's a lot of instances here of faith. It's in the fourth verse, Abel was offered up. But in the fifth verse, it says, "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation," that is, before he was taken up into heaven, he didn't die, but was taken straight into heaven. "Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Enoch pleased God because Enoch had faith in God. He believed in God, he trusted in God, and he turned to God. And this was more than just a superficial meeting. You know, I don't always have faith the way that I need to. I'm not always as strong. Sometimes I show up here, and it's an empty gesture. It's just emotion. It's this habit to be here. Now, it's not always that way, but sometimes it is. That's not faith right there. That's just that's a vain ritual. And the Bible talks about the Pharisees being that way. It says they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, which isn't exactly the same thing, but nevertheless, neither one of them is with faith. But when I come here and I've prayed to God and I can feel His Spirit, then it's the way that it ought to be. I'm meeting here with God, having faith that God's going to be here, having faith that He's going to see us through whatever trials and tribulations we can. That was what Enoch had, and I believe Enoch had a very strong faith. If not, it wouldn't have been. He would not have had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God because he believed in God. He believed in God with all his heart, and I think he believed in God every day that he walked upon the earth. Now Enoch was still a man, and I have no doubt that he had his good days and his bad days. We all do, but I believe he had enough faith to see him through. And it goes on in the sixth verse to say, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." We come back to faith, believing in God, believing what the Bible says, and that God is able to take care of things. He's able to take care of problems. He's able to take care of us. He's able to see us through hard times. Now, going back to the Sunday school book in the third verse, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Through faith we read the Bible and we have the description of how the earth was formed, and we believe that. We believe that God formed the earth in 6 days and He rested on the seventh day. And we believe through faith that the generations described in the Bible, the amount of time that they lived, equal up to around 6,000 years, give or take. We believe that, we have faith in that. Now, scientists will say that that's foolishness. They'll say that the earth has been here millions or billion, I don't know how long they say, but it's been, according to them, been here for a long time. They have no faith. They are only going by their own knowledge. And that knowledge is flawed because they don't understand. God could have created, God created time. Before He created the earth, He created time. Time hasn't always been around. And the Bible says that there's gonna come a period when God, when He'll say, time shall be no more. Time is going to end. So time had a beginning and time has an ending. And that's pretty much incomprehensible for me. I can't really grasp that. I can say those words. I can say time has a start and time has an end. But my mind can't really get wrapped around that. But I believe it's true. The reason I say this is because the God that created time can create an earth as old as He wants it to be. That's kind of contradictory to say something can be old and newly created, but God could have done that. It's very possible. Now, it's also very possible that God created the earth and He created it in a manner that it appears to be old and it's not. They have different ways of testing things to determine the age, how fast a radioactive isotopes decay, and I don't remember all the details, but God could have created those items already in the state that gave them the appearance of being old. It doesn't really matter. That's all just, vain words there. What matters is faith. The belief that God did what the Bible says He did. The faith that God inspired men to write the Bible, and the words that are in the Bible are inspired words from God, and we have that faith in us to believe that. Now, I can have that faith because I can feel the Spirit of the Lord in my heart. I can feel Him guiding me and letting me know and helping me to understand the things that I read. Sometimes you can pick up your Bible. I can pick up my Bible and I can read things, and it doesn't really sink in. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just words on a page. It's because I'm not where I need to be. It's because I'm not near to God. His Spirit's not guiding me. Sometimes I can pick it up and I can read it, and the words come alive. They mean something. I see things in what's written and in what's not written, and it tells me a story. It tells me what was going on. And that's the Spirit of the Lord giving me guidance and letting me know, you know, this is what this people went through. This is what they believed. This is what they didn't believe, and where it got them, how the interactions came to be. And that's where the faith comes in. To know that when you're reading that and you have that understanding, that's not of me. That's not my understanding. The times when it's just words on page, that's my understanding there. And it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't get me anywhere. But when I can read it and I can have that understanding, I have faith that that's coming from God. He's leading me. He's letting me know. And that is beneficial to me. That helps me. It gives me peace. It gives me an understanding. It gives me a knowledge that God is there to take care of me. Now, I told you at the start here that I didn't get a lot out of memorials here, and tomorrow is Memorial Day, but this is what I got. I read this, and to me, it's all about faith. And, you know, if we as God's people can have faith in God, if we can trust in Him, we'll leave a memorial, because people are going to remember us. You can remember people that are gone on, people that used to attend this church. And one thing that I think you'll remember about them is that they had faith in God. They believed in God. They testified for God. They told what God did, but they had faith. That's a memorial for those people. That's the memorial that we, as God's people, need to leave also, that we had faith towards God. Now, in our lesson key, it says, "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached," this is talking about, I think it was Mary that anointed Jesus' head with that oil and washed his feet with her tears. And it's saying this, that's going to be a memorial, that what happened there. But it says, "Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached." This isn't a memorial over in Iraq and Iran and places where this isn't preached. It's not a memorial. They don't know about it. So for a memorial to be, there has to be a people that talk about it, that read about it, that understand it, that have faith that it really happened. I believe this really happened. This our lesson key here. It's not a story that was made up. It's not an example that was put forth that somebody just pinned down and didn't really happen. This really happened. People really saw it, and they described it in the Gospels. And that is, it's evidence for us. It's to strengthen our faith that we might know those that went on before us had faith and how it saw them through. Now, there's many examples over here in Hebrews of various people in the Old Testament that had faith in God and where that got them, how that saw them through the hard times. I'm not going to go through and read them all. I mean, I'm sure you already have read them in times past, and you can read them again if you want to refresh your memory. But there's a lot of examples, and then it says over in the 32nd verse, "And what shall I say? And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and all the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions." All these things that these men and women were able to do because they had faith to God. They turned to God in times of trouble. And I think we have times of trouble going on about us right now. This is a really troubling time in our country. But they did too. I mean, they were being put to death. They were being thrown in the lion's den. They were being thrown in a fiery furnace. That's some pretty harsh times right there. But they had faith. And that's where we are today. You know, we're in some troublesome times. We have to have faith. It's the only thing that will get us through. We're not going to make it if we don't have faith in God. We're not going to withstand, and we're not going to leave a memorial. Well, we will leave a memorial, but it won't be a good one. When I studied this, and I tried to work this in as a Memorial Day lesson. I tried to come up with things to say about Memorial Day, and I didn't really do it. But the one thing that did come to my mind was there are some bad memorials out there for us to look at also. Adolf Hitler left a memorial, a horrible memorial. People remember that. People talk about it, and that's going to go on. I would expect that's going to be spoken of up until the end of time. There's a lot of memorials throughout history where people did truly evil things that are still talked about. Evil men that have existed, and history still records their deeds. So memorials don't have to be for something good. They can be memorials of man's evilness, of his sinfulness also. But we don't want to leave that memorial. We don't want to leave a memorial that we dropped the ball, that we didn't have faith, that we just gave up, threw our arms up in the air and said, "What's the point? What's the use?" That's not the memorial that we want to leave. But we do have the choice. We do have the opportunity to do that. But that's not what I want to do. I want to leave a memorial that no matter what else, I believed in God. I trusted God. And you know, if nothing else, then it can be said that this generation trusted God. The next generation is the one that left it off. We can't change the Well, I don't want to say that. We can change the future. But we can't live other people's lives for them. We can only live our own lives, and we can have faith towards God, we can serve Him and pray to Him and turn to Him as individuals and as a church. But more than anything, as individuals, we need to have faith in God and trust in Him and turn to Him. That's all that I've got for today. Don't let the fact that it wasn't really a Memorial Day lesson deter you from being thankful for the memorials, for the things that were done, both, you know, for this country. It's important to remember those that died. I believe that. But it's more important to remember Jesus and the sacrifice that He made, you know, and to tell people about that. That's a memorial right there that we need to keep on our hearts all year round. So, does anybody have any questions, any comments?
I might say a little about the memorial here. Now, all these children of Israel going across the river, when the floods stopped, they backed up. I don't know where it froze or chilled or how God did that. But they walked across, as they say, dry shod, didn't get their feet wet. But after, when they passed by, Joshua said, come on. They come out of the water, and then here comes the floods and the water back down. So you think that ain't some faith you got to have? A few of the children of Israel.
Well, yeah.
And our boys that fought in World War II and probably World War I too, they had faith in God that them, especially them, to come back. And them that didn't come back, they had faith in God too. I think it's a great thing that we've had all these soldiers in our country and days gone by and believed in God. And when you go in the war field and the bullets flying around you, I imagine, if you don't believe in God, you will get to believe in the area.
I would think so, yeah. And what you said about them going through dry shod, that would have had to take some faith, because, you know, the only way I can imagine it is if you're standing on that bank and you're looking over there and there's a big wall of water that's nothing obviously holding it back. It's just there. And to step out into the midst of that, you'd have to have some faith. I mean, you would. It would be unnerving. It would be to me. So.
Rocks are like a big pile. Think about the children come along after them and said, what's this big pile of rocks with here?
Right.
And they told them the story.
Yeah. If there's nothing else, let's remember the prayer request that was made, and keep Brother Margaret in her prayers also for 11 o'clock. I'll ask Brother Quinn if he would dismiss us.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord's day. Bless us with.